Climate negotiators have agreed on an ambitious agenda for talks they hope will lead to a global warming pact, overcoming a dispute between Japan and developing countries on how to cut greenhouse gas emissions. The schedule came after 5 days of talks this week in Bangkok and requires negotiators to settle contentious issues, including how countries will cut their emissions and how rich nations will help the poor adapt to climate change. Meanwhile, the Catholic Agency for Overseas Development is calling on rich nations to take greater responsibility for tackling climate change. CAFOD spokesperson Mel Bearden says in particular her organisation is pushing to strengthen a British climate change bill as a matter of climate justice.
Climate change is an issue facing the poorest people in the world, and it's largely a problem that's been created by rich countries in the world, but it's the poorest who are having to bear the brunt of the effects. And we're seeing that already that thousands of people die a year because of the dramatic changes in weather and harsher weather conditions. And that is only set to increase as the effects of climate change take hold even further. And that's why CAFOD is working in the UK to make sure that the current UK climate change bill is as strong as possible. And this week we have been getting our supporters to talk to their MPs about the importance of increasing the strength of the bill, particularly the cut of emissions should be 80, not 60%, and that aviation and shipping should be accounted for. Such a large portion of our emissions come from that area. The reason we need this strengthened is because it's an issue of climate justice.